Hello, everyone. Welcome to the After Nobi S, What's Next call. I am Coach Dina. I'm going to rename myself here so that you all know who I am. And we're going to get started. As I do all these admin things, tell me where you're from. Where are you all tuning in from, and how long have you been in NoBS? Hi, Angie. I see Angie here. How long have you been in NoBS, and where are you tuning in from? That's always fun to see where we're all tuning in from. New Jersey, 2 years. Awesome, Maureen. Pittsburgh, 5 years. Minneapolis, 4 years. I love it. Lots of no BS women here today. If you know how to use the reactions on the bottom of the screen, if you're new to no BS, like a month or a week or a day, give me a thumbs up and see how many no BS women are new to no BS. Hey, Sandy, seen all kinds of friends show up. Let me tell you, 1 week. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Let me tell you how this call will be set up. It's called After NoBS, What's Next? We're going to talk about what is the next decision that we're going to make. I'm going to chat a little bit about decisions. I'm going to tell you all about the pathways that we have available here in NoBS. And I'm going to introduce you to some fabulous NoBS women, your NoBS sisters here that will tell us about the decisions that they made thus far. And before we do that, the first decision that I want to tell you about is the decision to, if you did the April challenge and went through modules 3 and 4, the decision to sign up for prizes. It ends tomorrow at 11:59 Central for you to get that survey in so that you can be eligible for the fabulous prizes. We're going to be giving away no BS boxes, which is always fun. We give good stuff. And the grand prize of winning 4 coaching sessions with the one and only Corinne. That's exciting stuff. So if you have participated in the April challenge, which is to watch modules 3 and 4, checked off your boxes, go ahead and fill out that survey. And you know what? It only takes about 3 hours. So if you didn't do that, you still have time. Like, you still have time. The other decision that you'll have to make today is whether or not you'll come to virtual camp, which will be in July. I'm telling you, you want to make that decision before the price goes up. It will be $50 more. We do have a payment plan. You can find out all about that on the member website. Virtual camp is going to be good. I mean, it's always good, but did you see who else is coming? We have a great panel coming to speak with us. Jill, Angie, Carol Lowenthal, Judith Gatton. These are powerful speakers and impactful. All of them have impacted me in one way or another, and they're going to be there too. So it's going to be fabulous. Let's talk a little bit about decisions. Whether you realize it or not, we make decisions all the time. You decided to show up, right? You decided to show up here for the call and take a listen. That was a decision. And if you think about it, your life has been made up of all types of decisions that have now landed you here today in your life. Maybe you did not notice that you were making a lot of those decisions, but you were, right? So many times I see members saying, no, I don't really have a lot of decisions. This is just the way it is. This is how my life is. We always have a decision. We could continue living the way we are living, or we can make some choices. Like, you really do have more. Why you want to practice decision-making in a conscious way is because it brings your power back to you. Otherwise, we're just like, okay, whatever. Like, life is just throwing things at me, or we're copying what other people are doing and we're not really thinking like, do I even want to do this? Like, is this what I want to do? When you start practicing consciously making decisions, you give power back to yourself. It's an amazing thing. So with that said, I want you to consider three things of like, so how do I make decisions? Like, what, how do I do that? So the first thing is to understand that our mind loves to think of the worst case scenarios, right? Like, if I choose this, oh my gosh, what if this happens? Or if I choose this, what if this happens? That's our automatic thinking. Our automatic thinking will populate the worst case scenario. So I invite you instead to think of the best case scenario. If I choose this, what is the best that can happen? Or if I choose this, what is the best that can happen? That way you train yourself to look at your potential instead of your limitations, right? Like, that's a better way to make a decision. The other thing that you'll have to understand is that you will have to set limits with yourself because of our automatic thinking, right? We will want to overanalyze. We will want to invite fear. We will want to invite worry, thinking that that's a productive step. It is not. It is not. What that will do is it will lead you to paralysis analysis, right? And then we get stuck. And then we just practice being fearful. So I invite you to understand that part of decision making is corralling yourself back, right? To like, yeah, I knew that I was going to worry about this, but I'm just going to make a decision based on the best, best case scenario. And then the third thing that you can think about, this is a tough one, guys, but it's true. There are no right or wrong decisions. And yeah, like, are we going to have a girl fight? Like, you're going to fight me? You're like, no, no, no. I have made some pretty spectacular wrong decisions in my life. Think back. Maybe you didn't make them consciously. Like, going forward, we invite yourself to make decisions in a conscious manner to bring that power back. And if you think about it, we cannot go back in time, right? We do not have time travel. So where does it lead you to think that there are wrong decisions? It has taught you things. It has brought you to where you are today. And a better thing to do is that next best step. Now, knowing what I know now, what's my next best step? If you make a decision with that thought in mind, and you're like, you know what? I don't really like that decision. I think I'm going to change. Okay. What's the next best step? Let's go forward. So that's a better way to think. And like I said, the reason why you want to practice this is so that you can bring the power back to you all. Now I would love to make the decision to bring my co-host, Coach Ashley, up on stage. She's going to come up here and join us, promote her to panelists. And then I want you to meet Maureen. She's also in the membership. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Fabulous Saturday. Okay. And then I'm also going to invite Julie. Isn't it fun when we have panel calls? I think it's fun. Zoom is so slow, y'all. I'm sorry. I apologize. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Coach Dina. Hi, Coach Ashley.
Hello. Hello.
While we're getting set up, tell us a little bit about you, Maureen, what you do, how long you've been in No BS, all that good stuff.
I have been in OBS. It was 2 years in March. My full-time job is I'm a special ed assistant in a sixth grade class. So I teach a little bit of math and a little bit of language arts. I'm life coach graduate and I just love No BS.
Awesome. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, Julie. Good. I'm going to close the window. Just a sec.
Okay. Coach Ashley, why don't you tell everyone
it's still kind
what
of
you do here in
what
No BS.
I do. Okay. Well, I am an OBS coach, and I work with all the new members. So if you're a new member and you have not gotten your new member success call, let me know and we will get you scheduled.
She will holla back at you. Julie, tell us how long you've been in OBS and anything you want to tell us about yourself, because we love meeting our OBS sisters.
I've been in OBS for 5 years plus, I'm a retired speech and language pathologist. I have a 15-month-old granddaughter I babysit, and I've been using my OBS superpowers for recently up in Maine. My mother's been moving out of her home to an assisted living, and now she's in memory care. So just got back from that a couple days ago. So I'm very grateful for OBS for all the thought work that has held me up.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So good to have you all here. I'm so happy to see you all. I love panel calls. I love meeting OBS sisters. And today we're talking about, after we do the OBS foundational pathway, what's next? Like, what is the opportunity? So I'm going to share my screen so that you can see exactly what I am talking about. Let's see. Share screen. Do y'all see my screen?
Yes. Yep.
Awesome. Okay. Let's look at this. So after OBS, step 6, you can find it here, or you can find it in the menu. We make it so easy. Choose your next pathway. That's what it says. And so when you get to this page, this is the OBS course, the foundation. If you are new to OBS, continue on that pathway, continue going through the course. After you finish, you will have the option of taking these 4 pathways. The first one is nailing the basics. Under that, that is the first pathway that you could choose. You have Basics 2.0. It has 24-hour plan, deep dive, or taking big ass action. This pathway is basically diving in deeper about the basics and showing you more, just getting more in depth with the basics. So it's a good one to slide on over if you finish the OBS course to take that. Never a bad idea. Another pathway that you could choose is managing urges. And what you would do with that pathway is you would review Module 4. You would take the self-sabotage course, good stuff in there, and the trusting your body course, another really impactful course that you can take. All of these are impactful. What am I talking about? But if that is what you're working on, managing urges, those are the 3 courses that we recommend. The other one is understanding your thinking, thought work, right? Module 2 would be your first course. Self-love would be another course, and the relationships course. And then the last pathway that you could choose is ditching the scale drama, which is stalls and plateaus, regain solution, and conquering the scale. So those are the 4 main pathways that you could choose after the OBS weight loss course. I forgot to show you, but on that page, you also have, if you do not want to practice making decisions, like we chatted about earlier, you know, trust, you can start building trust with yourself and practicing making the decisions. Like, what sounds good? Like, what is the potential, right? Like we talked about, what is best case scenario? Which one would I choose? You can practice doing that, but there's also a quiz on that page that you just fill out the answer the questions. It will show you which pathway to take next. But I would love to hear from you guys. What did you choose? What was your pathway? And we'll start with Coach Ashley, and then Maureen, and then Julie. After the OBS weight loss course, which pathway did you choose, Ashley?
Well, I took the quiz. And so it recommended the urges pathway. So that is the one that I'm actually going through right now, is the religious pathway. So
did the quiz help you? Like the line where when you took the quiz, you were like, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was right on. It was right on. I mean, I could have took all, you know, four of them, but like you said, you know, I let technology make that decision for me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there is decision fatigue, right? And yes. Sometimes it's like, yeah, let's do that. I like that. The question that we always ask in No BS is like, how can I make it easy for myself today? Sometimes taking the quiz, that's the easy way. And it's guided, right? It's not like it's going to lead you. So that's awesome. Maureen, what did you choose?
I also took the quiz. And as a recovering perfectionist and a binger, it led me in the same direction. I did the urges pathway. Awesome. And I found that to be, it broke so much of my diet mentality just going through that, that it, I ended up and then taking the quiz again, and it sent me to understanding my thinking. So the pathways really, and once you go through one, you're changed. You know, not all of your behaviors changed, but you're seeing things in a different way. And then I went back and took the quiz a second time, and it said, go check out your thinking. So that's what I'm going through now. But I loved the urges pathway. I thought it was great. Module 3 is just incredible.
The urges pathway includes module 3, self-sabotage, and trusting your body. Yeah, those are good. When you say diet mentality, describe some of the things that helped you with, like what were you thinking before that you recognize now, like, oh, that was diet mentality.
Having been on the roller coaster of weight loss for so many years, I had thoughts like, if I'm not eating salad, I'm not going to lose weight. I can't eat carbs and lose weight. I definitely can't eat sweets and lose weight. I mean, I just would never be able to do that. And my mind would throw that up and I'd think to myself, okay, but yes, I can. And an urge is something that I'm going to have for the rest of my life. So let's plan them out a little bit. And I use the successful urges worksheets to keep reminding me, you know, I am doing better, because it just feels like you're stuck in that mentality of there's no way I'm ever going to lose my weight. I never have. How could I possibly do it?
Right.
I mean, that I can.
Yeah. And that's that automatic thinking, right? That our mind is trying to keep us safe. So the automatic thought is like, be careful. Like, you don't want to choose carbs because how are we going to lose weight? And when you start noticing like, oh yeah, that's my automatic thinking doing its thing. Huh. Interesting. And you mentioned the urges pathway, the trusting your body. Phenomenal course. Mm-hmm. I really love how Coach Jane, Corinne's bestie, leads that course. I love how she explains the marriage between your thoughts, your thinking, and your body, right? Like how your body physically reacts, and how you can start making decisions by calming yourself, right? Getting to what she describes as home base so that you can make better decisions, right? You're not reactive. You're understanding a whole lot. Did you enjoy that course?
I loved it. I'm also a sabotager. You know, I would lose a couple pounds and start to feel good and get into the behaviors. And then I'd catch myself sabotaging. So I didn't trust my body. So yes. And she does discuss, you know, using the now plus nurture, you know, slow yourself down, calm yourself, put your hand on your heart, remind yourself that you're safe. And that definitely helped me a lot to make those behavioral shifts.
You all are listening and you think, yeah, I've battled that, like that is exactly me, right? Put a thumbs up if like that, anything that Maureen says resonates with you. And, you know, she took the managing urges course, so you might want to consider that. So that's a good clue. Julie, what did you choose after the No BS weight loss course?
Well, I also took the quiz and it told me I needed to work on urges. But I wanted to say, because I've been here a long time, I have over the years taken all of the courses, and I really want to preface it that the most important or useful to me was self-love, that course, which I believe was a camp the first October after COVID happened. And so I just shooed my husband out the door for the weekend and took that course, and it changed everything. And because of that, I looked at everything, all the courses and everything with a new lens, you know, a new eyes. And I'm working on getting rid of still the self-judgment and the, if I eat that, you know, the diet mentality. Maureen just talked about the, if I eat that bad food, that fattening food, then I'm bad. And I have no self-control, all of that. Once I let go of that and started trying to lose weight by loving and by caring for myself and understanding that I'm always going to have urges. I had an urge last night and, you know, I had urges last night and today even probably, but I'm doing it. I face it now with what am I really wanting right now? And, you know, like Coach Kathy says, be curious and find out. And so because now with that mindset that I've changed because of the self-love course, I did go through the urges and the self-sabotage and trusting your body I totally agree, it was phenomenal. Getting grounded into, you know, I had this one body, it's telling me things I have never paid attention. I remember as a child, somebody saying, well, you know, you must be hungry because you want to eat. And I thought, what's hunger got to do with anything about eating? Like I was never hungry. Until about 5 years ago, when I let myself get hungry, I didn't pay attention to true physical hunger. It was all mental hunger. So, yeah.
I love how you made that decision, right? Like, notice that Julie said she took the quiz, but then with her, you know, looking at the pros, like, what is it that I know that this is would be great. But if I've done that course, I really think that the pros would be for me to do that. And I love how you made that decision and how following that then led you to take the next pathway with a new lens, right? The self-love course is under the understanding my thinking pathway that has module 2, self-love and relationships, all great courses. Module 2. Understanding how thought work, we say that word a lot. The work really, when you're talking about thought work, is taking notice of what you are thinking. And Julie, you brought up a great point about how that judgment piece works with us. I think when we are responsible, we want to get our goals, we're working on ourselves, we have the errant thought that if we're not judgmental of ourselves, then we will be permissive, right? Like if we do not talk harshly to ourselves, like all hell will break loose. And you probably learned from the self-love course that it's actually different, right? Like, what did you learn about that?
And hating myself thin never worked. I've been on a diet for over 50 years since I was 12. And that didn't work. So loving myself thin is working solely, but it's working. Yeah.
Yeah. Words are powerful. I often give my clients the example of, you know, at your job, if you have a boss and you have a team meeting, let's just pretend, right? And your boss says, hey, Maureen, you did a great job with that. How do you feel when your boss says words, right? It's like, wow.
We always want to hear those words, right? But they are just words. We're giving them meaning. And who doesn't want to hear that, right?
Right. So, and I always say, your boss didn't give you a raise. Your boss didn't give you a trip. He said words. And look how impactful that is. Listen to all the words that we say that we think that it's not a big deal, but listen to what you're telling yourself. It is impactful. Like it is worth something if the words from your boss can be so impactful. Imagine what the words to yourself are doing.
Right.
Yeah. So that's really like interesting. Ashley, have you been through the nailing the basics, like any of those courses, which is Basics 2.0, 24-hour plan deep dive, and taking big ass action?
I've done the Basics 2.0 and I've done the taking big ass action. Now that one was a great one because I like to do passive action. So that means, you know, gathering, reading, listening to the videos, but not doing anything. So that one really helped me kind of, you know, be able to, you know, apply what I have been learning. And so, that's a good one if you are, you know, stuck in the passive action, meaning, you know, you're watching all the videos, you're listening to all the podcasts, you're on these live calls, but you're not applying, you're not doing the work.
And yeah.
So, yeah.
What I like about that course too, is that it shows you how normal that line of thinking is. It explains why we do that. Again, our automatic thinking, part of it is to keep us safe, right? So it makes sense that I want to gather information, create that type of security in thinking that I'm kind of doing something when I'm kind of not doing anything so that I can feel safe to then try something. I think normalizing all of that, understanding how our mind does that, is very important to just realize that, like, oh, that's what's happening to me. Like, that's why I'm scared. And that's why I feel like I'm taking action, but I'm not taking action. And then the course itself shows you, right? Like, this is how you can do it. This is how you can dip your toe in the water and take some action. An example of this is, have you ever seen in the membership when someone will post, guys, I am having urges and, you know, I know that I should try to, you know, process my urge and then do something else. What do you guys do instead of eating? And so all of our helpful members will be like, take a walk, you know, take a bath, light a candle. I can almost see the eye roll, right, of the original poster. They're like, yeah, take a walk. Like, that ain't the same as eating my chocolate chip cookie, right? Like, but why do we think that? I invite you to consider that you probably think that because you probably have never tried it. What you have tried is eating the cookie. Right. And so you convince yourself, like, yeah, there's nothing better. But when I always ask, have you tried something else? It's like, well, no. And it's like, take some action because you'd be surprised. What do y'all think about that? Anybody have any words about that?
Absolutely. I've been one of those people that has posted that and done the eye roll. Like, oh, are you kidding me? Eating ice cream or a chocolate chip cookie or brownie is not going to be the same as meditating. And I'm a meditator. Yeah. So what I implemented for myself was just taking that pause and saying, oh, this is what I usually tell myself. So maybe I could do something instead. And I have gotten into reading and listening to more podcasts, moving myself from where I was, just changing my environment a little bit has helped me. So yeah, I've been one of those posters.
And we can fight it, right? We can be like, no, but it's true. And it's like, what are you fighting for? Like, are you fighting to change or are you fighting to stay the same? Like, we're, come on in. The water is fine. Like, if you try it, you will. What I love about No BS is like that continually surprising yourself. Like, oh, I guess I don't die when I try this. And I guess that worked, right? Like, it's continually surprising yourself of like, I can do this. Like, I can do this. One course pathway that we haven't talked about yet is ditching the scale drama. Under that pathway is the stalls and plateaus, the regain solution, and conquering the scale. Have any of you done any of those courses?
I have. I've done both I've done the Regain solution because, you know, regains happen. And then I've also done Conquering the Scale, because when I first started in OBS, I had a very, you know, the relationship with the scale was not a good one, was not a healthy one. And I gave all my power to the scale. So that course was very eye-opening, that, you know, it's just data and it means nothing about me as a person, as a human being. So that one was a good one. And then the Regain solution, of course, you know, like I said, regains happen, and they're normal. And it's, you know, it teaches you to kind of, you know, let go of the shame and the judgment and just get back on, you know, get back on track. Cause you know, we have the skills to do it. Which is
right. You know. Right. Julie, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I didn't realize how much power I gave to my scale until I took that course and saw, since I was 12, that's my first memory of my daisy colored little scale that my mother gave me. And how the judgment that I had about what I should weigh, what others would think, and huge amounts of shame. To this day, my husband doesn't know what I weigh, although he probably does, and he's smart enough not to tell me. He knows. But it's because I have this, it's just a number. And, you know, I could be 5 inches taller and weigh this and be really thin, you know, like, it's just a number. And I work on that to this day. But I now don't freak out about it when I do gain a couple of pounds, or, and I'm working on actually my thoughts and when I lose weight. And when I'm in a new set of 10, that's what I'm really working on, because there's something that I don't know, all the sirens go off when I get successful, and I think, that scale. And I also wanted to say before I forget, taking these courses over and over again revisiting them 6 months, a year from now, 2 years from now is so helpful, because who you are the first time you watch it and who you are the next time are completely different people. And so at that, sometimes I go, oh, I think I need to revisit that one again.
That is so true. We have heard in the membership, and there's studies that your brain can only intake 20% of what comes at you the first time. Yeah. So imagine, right? Like if you took the course once, you got 20%. Yay, right? That is a great opportunity to revisit it again, hear it again. It's really interesting how, you know, how our mind works and how important that is to remember. Like, oh yeah, if I listen to it, and that's why, like, if you listen to coaching calls, you may have heard like the same type of coaching, right? Like what are our coaching calls about? They're about, you know, overeating, self-worth, relationships, right? Like there's very common themes. Are we saying something new? Maybe, but maybe it's in a different way, or maybe you're at a different place, or maybe you just didn't hear it. Like how many times have you heard something over and over again, and then you hear it? Right? It's like, oh yeah. I never heard that. I love to say that, like, because as a team, we have team meetings and we have coaching calls. And if Corinne says something to me, and coaches me, I'll be like, thank you for sharing that, because, you know, I'm very grateful that you told me, because I have never heard that before. Which is like, really? So yeah, hearing that over and over, sometimes you realize like, oh yeah, I heard it. Maureen, do you have anything about those courses?
Yeah, I did take those three. I was one of those that was doing all the things and not really doing anything. So I was sure I was at a stall or a plateau until I took that course. And I realized I wasn't doing all the things. I was staying in the comfort zone, and I was just telling myself that I was. And that's actually how I realized how much I sabotage my own weight loss.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah.
And I do agree with Jean that once we take the course, I like to take the foundational course once every couple months. Cause I feel like once I've changed, like lost 5 pounds or gained 5 pounds, I'm definitely hearing it differently. And the behaviors that I'm learning to change are, and the mindset, I hear things totally differently each time I listen to them. And I've been listening to modules 3 and 4 on repeat, and still I hear something different each time. It's amazing how we change.
Yeah. And it's like with every skill, right? Like this is why I watch the Food Network, y'all. I mean, I love to cook. Like I love to cook. And I always like, oh yeah. Like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like you learn something new. Like, ooh, I just learned how to chop garlic in a new way, you know. Always, there's always opportunities, even if it's the same type of thing or same type of learning, you always learn something. So that's the exciting part about all of these courses. We have been talking about the pathways, but there are even more courses beyond the pathways. We have bonus courses. One that I wanted to bring up was under the bonus courses, which I'm looking it up now. There are handling the holidays. I wanted to point that one out because I often refer that to my clients if they're going to on vacation. Like that's a good one to take because it has those same themes, like that whole fear of oh my gosh, you know, we're going to eat and I'm thinking about vacation and how will I handle it? A lot of the worksheets and the lessons in the Handling the Holidays course can be applicable to vacations. It helps you think about what are we celebrating? Like, what are you looking forward to when you go on vacation? The same worksheets that you use for handling the holidays, you could use for your vacation. They talk about protocols and how to do holiday protocols. You do that with vacation too. Think ahead, right? Have you all taken any of the bonus courses? And that's just one that is available there. I can read some others that are there too. But if you have top of mind that you can think, have you taken any of the bonus?
Along with the handling the holidays, which actually isn't as hard for me as traveling. Mindful drinking is another one that for me, when I want to go drink, have a glass of wine or eat chocolate chip, it's exact same feeling and the same reason. So I can switch one for the other, like, oh, I'm not eating sugar today, but I can have a glass of whatever. And, you know, and then I have to talk myself out of that one, but that's very helpful. And they kind of go hand in hand. And we also have a Facebook subgroup of that mindful drinking. And it's really nice to have other people who say the same things, you know, cause there's a lot of shame with if you perceive that you over drink. And, so anyway, I just want to throw that one out there. It's very helpful.
Yeah. Very similar to overeating, right?
Like, yeah. Yep.
Our it's all the same behavior. We're just looking to numb the behavior. So substitute alcohol, chocolate, you know, chips, whatever. It's all the same thing. We're trying to buffer or avoid. And in those moments, asking ourselves, you know, what is it that my body actually needs right now? Right. So yeah, I definitely did handling the holidays because, you know, before No BS, the holidays started with my birthday, which was in September, and I wasn't done until January 1st, where I went on a diet that lasted, a couple weeks, and then I was back to normal. So yeah, handling those holidays and really dialing into, they're just like small meals throughout a couple weeks. And
I just love hearing you all. Differently. I just love hearing from you all because every time I, you know, invite some of our No BS sisters to panel calls, do you guys hear it too? Like when you hear, you know, us speak, you're like, oh yeah, I think that too. And oh my goodness, I've done that too. It's so awesome. And like how Julie pointed out, when you have even more communities with the subgroups to be like, wow, there's just so much comfort in the normalizing piece, like, okay, I really did think that I was a special unicorn and I was the only one who did this. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm actually quite normal. Huh, I am but a mere mortal. Interesting. Some other things too under bonus courses are How to Love Your Body with guest coach Judith Catan, who's going to be at camp. Guys, I'm so excited about this. She is like one of my heroes because she's just so impactful. She talks about how to style yourself, how to dress. You would think that, like, what does that have to do with weight loss, right? Like, why is this in no BS? Let me tell you, that was one of my first boom goals. And I may cry, I may not, I don't know. But one of my first boom goals was to think about how I was going to dress and treat myself. Yes, I am. Oh my gosh, I have Kleenex. Before no BS. If you could see my before pictures, I sincerely hated everything about my body, right? And I sincerely had the thought, who cares what you dress like? Who cares what you put on? Because it doesn't matter. These are the thoughts that I had before no BS. Judith Catan was so impactful. Going through her course and understanding, wow, what am I saying to myself? Like, why am I doing that? And having that whole guided going through, like making those decisions, like, what do I like to wear? What do I want to, you know, what kind of style do I want? I never considered that before. In fact, I avoided it thinking that it didn't matter. At any size that you are, it does matter. It does matter. You are worthy. And it helps you in so many ways when you start realizing that. So to me, that was an impactful course. I remember when COVID first started, it started waking my mind up to this idea. My husband and children were the ones who gave me the example. We were stuck. We weren't going nowhere, right? They were now not going anywhere. And I would see them, in my mind, dress up, right? And then I started asking, I'm like, you guys aren't going to school. I asked my daughter, why are you dressing up? And she was like, because I want to. I was like, oh. And I would ask my husband too, right? Like, I'm like, do you have meetings or something? Like, why are you dressing up? And he was like, no, it's because I want to. And I was like, that was the first time, like, I could do that too. Like, wow. Anyway, that's just my story. Do you guys have any similar journeys?
Yeah. I loved that course also. And I love Coach Judith Catan anyway. But she talks about bras and panties. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, sometimes we want to be sexy. We want to have the sexy bras. We want to have sexy panties. And we can. You know, and so for the longest time, I was like, you know, I can't wear the, you know, the sexy, you know, panties or bras that other, you know, slim people can, because they just don't have it in my size, but they do. They do.
Yeah.
And I deserve to feel sexy in my panties and my bra, even if no one sees it, I see it. And so, yeah, after watching her, course, I have all the sexy panties and the sexy bra.
Yeah. Maureen, Julie, do you have any thoughts or input that you'd like to share?
No more hanging her way at my house. We are done with the white, too loose panties, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I tied dressing to my worth. And when I didn't feel worthy, I just threw on sweatpants and a sweatshirt and Uggs. Right. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. You know, this is it. And I didn't want to put in the effort because I didn't think I was worth it. But watching her and listening to her, I realized, you know, even if I am staying home, I can get dressed up because it's all about me and my worth. I want to show what I'm worth, because we show people how to treat us. Well, we show people how we show up in our lives for ourselves. And I loved that course too.
And we show ourselves, right? Like, what, even if it's like no one, just me, like that was so impactful to me. Cause yeah, it's fun, you guys. Like, it's fun to pick out like stuff that you want to wear, slapping on some lipstick, fixing your hair, even if you're not a makeup person or whatever, like showing yourself, like, I think that I am worth putting on this, you know, delicious smelling lotion or fixing my hair or, you know, getting ready, taking a shower, you know, all of that. Like it is impactful. Some mm-hmm. other bonus courses there are mastering maintenance. We have a whole maintenance group and course to go along with it. There's the relationships and the rest are under the other pathways, but those are some of the extra ones there, which are like so impactful. Go ahead.
About the relationship course.
Yes.
My husband's very grateful for that course because I'm post-menopause and during those years, especially, the boy could do nothing right. And so I was so critical and annoyed all the time. And part of it was hormones and part of it was just a habit, really. He has not changed since the day I met him, and we've almost been married 39 years. So that relationship course, you know, where Corinne would say, you know, he's allowed to think this, he's allowed to do that. I'm like, no, he's not. He has to do it my way, you know, and you know, the manual and all the help I learned.
Yeah.
I need to bring that out probably every 2 or 3 months and do it again because I slip back into my old habits. But that really changed a lot of, and my relationship with other people. When I worked, I was a people pleaser and I was only good enough if I made them happy and they were pleased with me. That's all in that relationship course as well. And
that is awesome, and
it's all tied into self-love. So,
right. Thank you so much for saying that, because that is so true. Maureen, I know that you've been trained about, you know, explaining the manual. Can you explain what that means? Like, even with relationships with your, you know, girlfriends, it doesn't have to be like family, but can you explain that concept and what you will learn in the relationships course?
What I learned in the relationships course is I had no boundaries. Anything anybody ever needed, I derived my worth from doing for other people, family members included. And I had to really dial into, well, what do I actually want to do? Uh-huh. And that was very hard for me because from a very young age, I just wanted everybody else to be happy. And if everybody else was happy, then I was fine. And I had to learn to forgive myself for not standing up for myself. I had to let go of the idea of me not being worthy and saying it's okay to have self-care. It's okay to create boundaries. They're for other people as well as for me. So that is definitely what I got out of the relationships course. I thought it was fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot about myself.
Isn't that funny? Like it all ties in, like it's always, you know, a part. Ashley, do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah. Well, the first time I took the relationships course, I took it with me, myself in mind. And like Maureen was saying, I learned a lot about me. And like her, I didn't have any boundaries either. I didn't have any boundaries. Boundaries are okay, I learned. And they are, to me, they're a form of self-care. They're for sure. And then the second time I took relationships course, I did it with my husband. And Julie said, you know, our marriage was got stronger. Mm-hmm. And I learned how to, you know, put away my manual that I had for him, what I expected him to know without me communicating with him, the things I expected him to do. So the relationships course was a good one. There was also a camp too. I think the relationships camp that was very impactful as well.
The relationships camp is under the understanding my thinking pathway. And, you know, we talk about the manual, which is like expectations of what other people should do to make us happy. Like that's what we say when we're saying the manual, like, you yeah. know, my friend, she did so and so. She should know better. Like, mm-hmm. if she were yeah. just to do this, then I would be happy. Or like Julie says, you know, like if my husband, like he knows how long have we been married? You know, if he knew that, then I would be happy. That's mm-hmm. what we are talking about when we talk about the manual. And I, you know, I said that, Julie, and I know like you didn't even say that, but I just used it as
an example. You realize they're not mine.
But that's what I do.
Yeah.
What is it? Yeah, right. 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 Oh. So if you've, you know, kind of noticed, there are a lot of great courses after No BS and after What's Next. Another thing that I want to talk about of like what's next after the No BS weight loss course are the monthly challenges. Right. Next month is May, Cinco de Mayo, y'all. just saying. But next month is May, and our challenge next month is a movement challenge. Did you hear movement? We didn't say exercise. We said right. movement, because I know that people like, you know, exercise may be a very daunting thing. And I'm so happy that you all are on the panel, because I know that you all have had your own exercise journeys. And yeah, invite curiosity, invite, you know, wonder, like, I wonder how can I participate in this challenge? If I'm not a current exerciser, understand that your mind is going to throw up all the fear talk, like, oh my gosh, now you're not going to be able to be part of No BS. Now they're going to make me exercise. I joined No BS because I didn't want to exercise. All of that will come up. We're not telling you what you have to do. We're inviting you to be curious about movement and how that can help your life, right? Like, this is not a have to. This is just like, why don't you check it out? That mindset, just like my clothing, right? Like I changed my mind, like, oh, now I can dress, you know, the way I want. That's cool. Movement. I invite you to think that way too. Like, maybe be curious. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear your movement journeys that you all have had. Tell me what you all do. Julie, I've seen your post. Maureen, I've seen your post.
Yeah. Well, I kind of a you know you've made it when moment was just last 2 weeks ago, I guess, or three. My Instagram, all of a sudden, there I am. My gym asked me if I would be recorded, if they could film me for sales for their gym. And
wow.
So then all of a sudden, everybody who's, I guess, Facebook friends with me or follow me on Instagram, which I'm very rarely on, all of a sudden said, I saw you on Instagram. So that was pretty cool. But it started actually because I used to think I was old. But now I know that I'm not old. But I, you know, just like I was fat and I'm old. And those are such limiting thoughts. Jill Angie, this was also during COVID, and we weren't going to DSB, which broke my heart because I was signed up for it. I said, all right, well, I used to run when I was in college. I'll try running now. I'll probably just walk, but I'll start. And she had a 16-week program. It started in January. And I started and I thought, well, can I just do this one thing she said to do today? And then this next thing. Well, the next thing you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe I'll do a 5K. Well, shoot, after a couple of weeks, I could do that. I thought, well, maybe I'll do a 10K. And do you know, on that May 16th, I ran a half marathon.
Now,
that was 3 years ago, I guess it would have been two or three years. But I now know my knees are saying, you will never do that again, woman. But but that's right. Okay. But what I did know, then I got brave about, well, what can I do? And I do walk, but I go to the gym and I lift as heavy as I can with a trainer, Monday, Wednesday, usually three times a week. And that's, I can't tell you how good I feel when I do it. I feel younger. I feel strong. And I feel hope. I have this optimism. I'm sure it's endorphins or something, or dopamine or something. Mm-hmm. When I go, and I go real early in the morning, and it sets a tone for my whole day. And on the other days, I love to hike in the woods. And I know somebody just posted that on Facebook today. And I love going out and kayaking and biking and hiking. And I never really think about it as, oh, if I do this, I can eat 300 more calories or something. That's not why I do it. So yeah. I do it because I feel alive, and you know, it's just great.
I can see why they asked you, because I am sold. That's amazing. I love your story.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Maureen, tell us about what you do.
I like to walk in the morning first thing, because I know myself, and I know if I wait until later, I probably won't do it. I put my earbuds in and I listen to a podcast, and it is the mental part of it. It sets me up for my day. I'm in a more positive mood. I'm grateful. I'm asking myself, you know, what can I level up for my day? Like, it just puts me in a great spot. But I also teach yoga. I gifted myself yoga teacher training when I turned 50. And I teach four yoga classes a week. I teach health employees and cancer patients. And I absolutely love that.
Y'all, can we see some hearts? Are these women amazing? Like, you guys are fantastic. That is so inspiring and so amazing. Coach Ashley, tell us what you do. Movement.
Well, currently, I don't do a lot of movement, but I'm excited about Move Your Body May, because I love a good challenge. But I do like to walk. I like to walk. I like dance classes. I love to dance, you know,
right?
I say, if you're going to move, if you're going to, you know, do exercise, it has to be fun. Mm-hmm. And so I like to go to the gym and do, some dance classes. I do like an occasional boot camp. Those are, you know, I like to challenge myself. So,
you're going to have to post the picture of you and Corinne dancing at camp last time.
Oh my goodness. Yes, yes, yes. If you come to camp, you can dance with me. Yeah. I love to dance.
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. I love that picture. Like, when you said that, I was like, oh yeah, she likes to dance, because I've seen you on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is so fun. My form of movement, if you have been in the exercisers subgroup, I am committed to one day doing a pull-up. That day is not today.
No.
It has been a couple of years. Yeah, yeah, that's all I want. All I want is fun. I don't know how long it'll take, but you know, I think I have like this rep of like being the nice coach, and she smiles all the time. Yes, sure. I'm nice. I am also a tenacious bitch.
Ooh.
And if I, you know, set a challenge, for myself, yeah, we're going to do it. So put this on the records. One day, right? Where are we? April 29th, 2023. We will play this back, because then I can play back and be like, back then I couldn't, but now I can. Every day, I, you know, the things that I'm doing now is I'm trying to do those arm rows and planks with my vision of one day doing a pull-up. It's going to happen, people. One thing that I've learned, right, being a no BS woman, is when you set goals, you just keep taking steps, or you die trying, right? Like, that is what is going to happen with me, because I'm committed to that goal, and you keep at it one step at a time. Like, yeah, no one will tell me that I can't. I will. It will happen. So, and I invite you to do the same thing, like set up a movement goal. Another one of my goals is we're going to Hawaii in the summer. It's where I'm from. So y'all don't be like, oh, wow, you get to go to Hawaii. Yes, I'm going home too, though. And what I do is I set up a bench and I paddle. I time myself, like paddle, 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 because I want to go surfing. And you know, part of surfing is paddling out. That takes work. So every day, like, I envision that. What do you guys want to do? Like, do you want to go on a hike someday? Like, set a goal and then take steps towards that goal. And look at these ladies. Like, you guys took those steps, and you guys are doing like amazing things. Yeah, all of it, all of it. I think it's amazing. So after No BS, there's a lot to learn, lot to do. And it's exciting work. Any last thoughts from you amazing ladies that you'd like to share?
Well, I just thought, when I was looking at the website, which I had not looked at the, somebody's been working real hard on that website. It's amazing. But I thought, I often forget to use the search that it's right on the very top of the page. And I searched stopping at enough and came out with Zoom call or Zoom coaching calls. It also came out with podcasts. It also came out with courses you could take, like, and also ask coaches, and in there are some questions. And I thought, I got to use this much more. You can be very specific about your question. And it's so smart. I don't know if who did that, but So I would say use that search bar for anything you're wondering about.
That's a great tip. Yeah. And ask coaches. If you want to know. Yeah. Like what you want to work on. Like those are great tips. Maureen, any other lasting wisdom that you want to drop on us?
Be curious, be kind to yourself, and learn to enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing. I love that.
We're done. That's it.
Right? Like, she's just done. Drop the mic. I love it. This is why I love inviting you all here on the panel, because you guys, I really believe that of everyone. We all have that inner wisdom. And no BS women rock. Tomorrow we have a coaching call with the one and only Corinne. I think it's at a different time than usual. So check out the training calendar to see what time it is for you. We are calling it a day. Thank you so much for being with me, Coach Ashley, Maureen, Julie. It has been so much fun. And I hope, and I know that you guys have inspired many women here. If y'all have any questions, like Julie says, you can hit us up at Ask Coaches, and we are more than happy to help. I hope you all have an amazing weekend, and it's been so great spending time with y'all. Have a good day.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.